Now, let us bring in Pat Pagano. And Pat, yesterday afternoon, in about a 20-minute period, we experienced just about every season that you could experience.
You and the entire Northeast.
It turned cloudy after it was sunny and a fairly decent spring day, a little chilly. Then rain, heavy rain. And then at one place or another, at one time or another, heavy sleet. Then there was a hail that accumulated some places. Then there was a heavy period of snow in some places that accumulated. And then the sun came out again, and it was very windy, and the temperature dropped during that whole thing about 10 degrees in about, I would say 12 minutes.
Right. Everybody experienced the same thing. So this is one time our area was not unique. Yeah. Everybody. I got tons of pictures this morning. It happened here in the lower Hudson Valley as well. Pea-sized hail, and then rain and snow showers, and then the sun came out. And, of course, like you said, the temperature dropped, the wind picked up, and then died down. But the wind will be a factor today. Sunny to partly cloudy with that chilly wind, a high of 50. Tonight, low 30s, partly cloudy. Little sun tomorrow, increasing clouds. Rain returns late in the day, low 50s. Windy and rainy, I don't ever think it'll get to the mid-50s on Friday. I think we stay in the 40s. Saturday, we start with some sun. Showers return late in the day, 55 to 60, and more rain on Sunday. And if you're tired of that, you'll be tired of it on Monday too, because more showers on Monday. It is Mother Nature's way of saying, stay home, indoors. That's her way of keeping us safe.
Yeah, safe and bored. You can't even, it's not even the type of weather where you can go out in your car and you can take a nice drive.
No.
You're all by yourself, I can't even do that anymore.
Right, yeah, no. It's kind of rough, but, again, we will be moving out of it. I mean, I watched just part of the news last night. I was curious to see how they were going to cover the weather, but, of course, that took the back seat on the network news. But I'm watching, and I know you and I discussed this before, but I'm watching these people on the beach. Yeah. Down in South Carolina. I mean, like, there's nothing happening, folks. I mean, 5 and 6 people all sitting in their lounge chairs together. No masks, no gloves, nothing. And just chatting away and staying in the sun. Of course, the state is allowing that to happen. I think they're in for a big shock. That's my feeling. They're in for a big shock. And, if this happens and you start getting counts going up there, this is going to eventually affect the whole country. And they're going to be to blame for it. But I think it's much too fast and they have to go easier. I heard that on Friday, Georgia's going to start opening up the gyms,
bowling,
hair salons.
Yeah, and bowling alleys.
And bowling alleys.
And then the restaurants and everybody else on Monday.
Where people congregate. No way. No way. Not good. Well, if you recall, they were the last ones.
They've only been suffering for 3 weeks, so the rest of us have been suffering for about 5 or 6 weeks.
Right, exactly. Well, we can only hope for the best, but we'll see what happens.
But I find funny about all this is, people, the people that want to be disaster survivors, who build all these underground things that they can stay in for 6 months and they can stay in for a year and they'll survive.
Right.
These are all the people that are saying, we can't do this now. It's been 3 or 4 weeks. We can't. How are you going to survive a disaster buried in a hole for 6 months if you can't be outside and follow rules for 6 weeks?
Totally agree. totally agree. And I'll tell you, the thing is, and we talked about this, hurricane season starts June 1st. Right. And God forbid there is a major hurricane threat to the United States with the virus probably still lurking around our nation. It's going to be a big problem where what's going to happen in shelters, because you're going to have people confined in, in one space, but you're certainly going to have to keep masks on, gloves on. You're going to have to keep them 6 feet apart. I mean, it is just going to be a mess, and no doubt about it. It's going to be about as big as a mess as Pat's Cabin, which now the count is up to 29.
Wow.
David reported yesterday another one found. He's going back up today. And there's no doubt about it. Plans are in action. We are planning to go there on Sunday, May 3rd. And I have lined up, not only David will he be there, I will be there. And two of the guys, two other young guys, which I have to pay, they will also be there. And the four of us are going to try desperately to get everything done in one day. Moving the sink, moving the stove, cleaning out underneath the cabin and doing the whole bit, and then seeing where we go after that.
It's too bad you can't charge the mice rent. Because then you could have you could have you don't remember this, but years and years ago, my father, there was a place in Kiamisha Lake in New York up by Monticello called the Concord. Big, big Jewish resort. Huge Jewish resort. My father played there, and thousands of people would go there on the weekends. So it's too bad because you could have a mice resort. You could put lots of little games out for them if you didn't live there. If you could charge a rent, you'd make yourself a fortune. 29. 29.
That's a lot.
And you don't even have any food out.
No.
29. No. Hey, let's all go to Pat's.
No, which makes, you know, makes me believe that, you know, David's probably right. Yeah. And he keeps, you know, saying, Pat, behind the sink, behind the sink, behind the sink, behind the sink. And he's probably right. I mean, think about it. The sink hasn't been moved in over 10 years. It's been over 10 years that it was put in. So that sink hasn't been moved. And, you know, if nobody is, what's the word, messing with a nest, isn't that the perfect place?
Well, it's a perfect place, especially if they can gain entry.
Right.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. If they can gain entry through there, like if there's a any hole or anything like that, yeah, it's a perfect place to gain entry.
Well, I mean, we're thinking along the lines that there's the pipe of the water of the pump, because we have a hand pump that goes down underneath the cabin, and there is a drain pipe that goes from the sink down there. So you have two pipes right there, and they probably come right up from there.
29. Wow.
Yeah, yep. Yep, some hungry cat would sure have a ball.
That's
about
it. It's too bad you don't live there, spend the time where you could have a cabin cat just to kind of prowl and keep things under control.
Yeah, yep.
29.
Although I remember our lovely next-door neighbor, you know, who I'm not too fond of anymore, but I remember she had a pair of Siamese cats. And I remember her telling me, this goes back years, she says, can you believe that we have two cats in our cabin? And she said, and the other night, I was literally watching a mouse run back and forth across the floor with two cats.
Yeah, some cats are like that, but my cats are not. My cats look at mice as play toys. And then once they kill them and the mice stop moving, they move on, except for Bauer and Emma. Bauer and Emma have decided, okay, we'll eat them now. And that's really horrible because you just find it. Yeah, I won't describe because it's the morning what you find.
Right.
But for a while, Bauer was bringing the dead mice to me. Now,
present.
Yeah,
right.
But now with Emma, they just eat them.
No.
God, that's pretty horrible.
Yeah.
Next thing, they must think it's a wet market like in Wuhan.
Yeah, really?
Well, anyways.
You're right, though. You're right. So we'll see what happens. You know, again, everything is predicated on the weather, too, because we had a horrendous storm on Sunday the 3rd of May. We will be able to go up there and do the work. So we need good weather, and I'm saying to myself, Marshall, I'm trying to get up there and get all of this done. Is it going to be worth it? Because the way this thing is going with the virus, I mean, am I even going to be able to go up there and enjoy myself and socialize?
Well, be prepared just in case you are.
Right. Right.
Like we say, prepare for the worst and accept the best.
Okay.
All right.
29. Thank you, sir.
29. Geez, that's a lot of mice.
Yeah, sure is. I mean, it's over the span of October through April.
Doesn't matter.
6 months, but it doesn't matter. Right?
That's a lot of mice.
Yeah.
All right, Pat. Well, I'm gonna leave you to your woes, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
That sounds good.
Take care, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.